And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side, and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Praise the Lord. Now, that story says Amalek came to fight Israel. And you know the Amalekites are members of a nomadic tribe. Amalek is actually a member of a nomadic tribe, descended from Esau. Genesis 36 verse 12, you see there. They are descendants of Esau. In fact, Amalek is a grandson of Esau. They dwell in the desert between Sinai and Canaan, and they were hostile to the Israelites. I hope we are seeing things like that in Nigeria now. They were defeated by Saul eventually and destroyed by David. 1 Samuel 15 to 30. If you read those scriptures, you will see the details there. They are seen in the Old Testament as relentless enemies of Israel. They are enemies. Their story is that they carried out unprovoked attack against Israel from behind as they had just finished crossing the Red Sea. Imagine somebody who had been struggling all his life to get to the Promised Land with the enemy, with all the attacks that they were able to overcome. Then they cross over, they cross the Red Sea. This enemy came again. As they were moving in the journey of life, this enemy came to choke them and to attack them from the back. A few days ago, I read an article by one politician here in Nigeria that says, Obon Lagun too, that his monkey is also sweating. That the monkey sweats. It's not that we don't know because we see the fur around the monkey. He referred to a situation where there's a rich man amongst six people. He said that rich man is automatically a poor man. He will not really enjoy his wealth in peace. Now, in this country that we find ourselves today, the economy has come to fight many of us. The policies of the government, the economy of Nigeria today, is fighting so many people in different forms. Do you know that there are some homes that are in trouble because of the economy? When the husband, the father cannot take care of anything, he can't meet his obligation, the mother cannot meet his obligation, there's tension, there's pressure. So the economy is even fighting everybody. If your business has to do with importation, the devalued naira and declining cost will fight you today. Imagine, the government is even increasing the taxes now on making phone calls. Abiyeko, they said they want to increase because they want to make money. So when you make phone calls now, they make sure that you spend more. So you are under pressure. The economy, everything is fighting against you. If you save money in the bank, you will be charged for saving money. If you withdraw your money, you'll be charged for withdrawing money. If you put your money at home, danger. There's a danger of losing everything. So everything is actually waging war like the Amalekites against Israel. Today in Nigeria, if you are getting from the Nigerian police, if you are getting character assessment from the Nigerian police, it used to be 10,000 naira. Today it is 70,000. That is how everything is fighting everybody. You need a Nigerian passport today. Go to immigration. After you have paid 40-something, 50-something thousand, It takes forever. By the time you are getting it again, if you still want it after many months, you pay them extra. That is the environment you have found yourself. Everything is fighting. So many things have come to fight. Nobody's, no wonder some people are, all the grammar they have in their head is japa. Run, oh. Now, if you are starting a business today, know fully well that the Anakims, I hope you know the Anakims, Genesis chapter 14, verse 5 to 6, you read it there. Read Genesis 23, verse 2, read Joshua 15, verse 3, Genesis 6, 4, read all of that. They are the giants. And these giants are waiting to fight you or muzzle you out of business. Imagine you now want to do flower business. There's a Dangote. Those are the things that are willing, that are ready to muzzle you out. What business do you want to do now that you don't have some people that they are already institution ready to make sure that you don't even get off the floor? Now, in the scripture we read today, Moses did not just go out to fight. He actually fought with adequate strategy and planning. Now, these guys, you know, okay, look at Moses. All they have been doing was just walking, you know, moving from one place to the other, got to the Red Sea. It has been challenges. All of a sudden, another war came. So, and the people that came to war against them, you know that they planned it. Moses was not ready for, he wasn't prepared for war, but they came. But Moses fought back. But he didn't just rush out, he planned the battle. Now, my first question today. Please, microphone. I want us, please, just help me. Let's name some other things that are fighting against. Sometimes it's not even your business alone that the battle is waged against now. There's battle against family. There's battle against your business. There's battle against your finances. What are the other things that you can, you know, I've said some, the one that will come to my head. Please, I need people to also, before I start to pick, or if you don't talk, because all of us must do this together. Who wants to give us? Let's, so that others can also get encouragement and also be prepared for this time. You know, we are talking about the next level, actually. And we are saying strategic thinking to get to the next level. But before you even understand, we have discussed strategic thinking, we have discussed some of those things. But how do you, what are those, if you don't even identify things that could make you, that could delay your growth or your moving to the next level, how do you fight? Thank you, ma. Mike.
Our educational system, we have ASUU strike.
Thank you.
Then our security system in Nigeria, we have terrorism, we have kidnapping.
Thank you. What she said now, okay, look at the ASUU strike. It has affected these students. It has affected. A lady was killed a few weeks ago in Ogbomosho because of the strike. She went to do all the day job in one hotel, and she was kidnapped with the owner of that hotel and eventually killed. Those are the things that are fighting. Security that you mentioned, sometime last year, I got a deal, a job that I would have, if I had done that job, you just see me, when I'm saying praise God, you may have to carry my hand, one left, one right, to say praise God. But I had to reject the job. You know why? It was a road, a good road from Sokoto to Niger. And I said to myself, is it not better for me and my wife and my children to be eating whatever we can eat than to go and face Boko Haram? So that is what we have found ourselves. Okay, in a normal setting, if there was no problem, wouldn't I be smiling? But look at what is now fighting against that opportunity. So it, and it's there. That's just the one for me. I don't know so many for other people. Who else can give us another? Talk now. Oh yeah, Mike.
Electricity.
Sorry?
The powers. Electricity.
Electricity. Thank you. If you want to do business now, number one, if your business requires so much power, you need a diesel generator. And then you are buying diesel for 800 naira. Even Baba Obasanjo said diesel is affecting his business now. Even Obasanjo said diesel is affecting what he is doing. So you can imagine what we are going through. Now, if you increase your price too much, you won't get buyers. They will just go. And there are some things that, there are some people that are doing business. If you do the business and they are not well refrigerated, you will lose money. So what are those? Are there no challenges? Those are terrible challenges. You want to say something, ma? Yes. Yes. Health. Ah. Thank you, ma. Health sector. Say they are living. Not in jackpot. They said last month alone, almost 300 in London, UK. They've got almost 10,000 Nigerians, doctors. In fact, when you see a young lady now, he said, I want to study nursing. It's not for anything, though. It's that when I finish nursing, I jackpot. That is what we are facing. So, okay, so when you are in an environment like this, and you see all this enemy around you, what do you do? Is it not depressing? It's a war. It's just like the Anakim, the Amalekite. They wage war. Don't forget that the people of Israel, they were just going. You know, they are going to the promised land, though. It's okay. Let's take example of what I said. My promised land is that I will start to have business. Because I also decided that one day my business will become as big as Julius Berger. So if I'm going in that journey, is it not all those jobs that will be helping me to get there? So the people of Israel, they were going on that journey. They know where they are going. God is leading us somewhere. All of a sudden, things that will not let you get to that next level, they are there. And many of us are facing it. There's one that nobody mentioned. When you are a business owner, who wants to tell me here that getting employees is easy in Nigeria? When your employee is even praying that you die, if he's not praying that you die, he prays that you will not see so that he can steal. Your employee wants to become richer than you in Nigeria. Are they not enemies? A lot of things are making sure that you don't get to that promised land. They are walking around it. And you want to get there. And you think that how to get there is to just continue to do normal thing. You wake up in the morning. Gigi moji o baba. Oluwa mutide. Mutido misibi o. Egbadura o. Till the afternoon. Oluwa mutide lole o. Unlole. And you want to get to the next level. It is beyond that. You know, some people, they can't think at all. They are not strategic. They can't even think, not to talk of strategy. All they do is that, Ogun Ipo, Oluwa, from one okay to another mountain, from another mountain, they just keep praying and they will not do anything. That is not the solution. There's a place for prayer. And all these people that we are talking about in the Bible, they know the place of prayers, but they know the place of walking. And they know the place of planning. Strategic thinking. So we have challenges all around us. So if you look at what we read with Moses, he talked about the way to bring God into the battle. So we need God. In that particular instance, so he knew that there's a need for God. So he brought it in. He talked about the strategy to deploy. He talked about the strength of everyone available. Everyone available. He shows Joshua in verse 9. He shows Joshua to lead the battle. He said, Joshua, lead the battle. Choose men that will fight this battle. That's a strategic thinking. Go and fight. As you are fighting, I will go up. I will go up. And then he went up and he went with some two guys. Because even when you want to do your business now, or you want to do anything, you must be able to identify the people that can. Okay, you have a business, you need to market. And you know that if you want to market and you come to me now, your mouth will be closed. You can't talk again. And then you want the business to move forward. Don't you know that you are supposed to identify people who will do like Joshua? That will lead from that front and fight the battle of marketing for you. And you want to get to the next level. And Moses identified his own strength that he has to go up to be strategic. And he knew what to do. Raise the hand and all of that. He has thought through that, okay, if this battle is going on this way, there's a need also to do this one and block every spiritual angle or whatever. And it was like that. And he took two other guys that were thinkers. There are a lot of things to learn from those few things that I mentioned. Aaron and Hur were strategically assigned with him. You know, he had identified Joshua. He knew the work Joshua was to do. He knew the work of Aaron and Hur. He chose to concentrate on his own strength, his own area of strength. His energy was on what he could do so that the battle can be won. If you want to get to the next level, and all you do is, I want to do everything, you are on the same page, Joe. Maybe you start to think outside the box, because thinking strategically is thinking outside the box. Thinking strategically is thinking ahead. So, for some of us, what we need to do now is to start doing things and identify who we can work with to get to that next level. Now, when they were faced with the challenge of losing, the other two guys that were with Moses, who he had strategically picked, they sprang into action. You know, okay, can you imagine you are fighting and this man must raise his hand? Is it not a good idea? Okay, they were holding the hand. Even they that were holding hand started to get tired. And the moment they are coming down, there's trouble. Okay, they said, okay, what can we do? Just thinking, oh, what can we do? Okay, let's look for something, let him sit. Okay, this man is sitting. Let's hold one hand. Who taught them? You can't just act. You think before you act. They thought through. And they did it, and they got victory. Friends, if you want to move to that next level, because God wants to take us to the next level, please, make sure that you don't just rush out. Think. That process of thinking, once you are able to think through, you have got 60% of success. I was somewhere, I think it was UI, some time ago I was talking, and some people said to me, they said, we have idea. I have this idea. It's just money. I said, go back and think. And I remember a brother of mine, my own brother, he went to serve in Port Harcourt. After his service, nothing, no work, nothing to do and all that. So he got an idea of what to, he realized by Rivers Bayelsa, that they had, that was the time of all these, what do you call themselves? Criminals, I don't know what they call them again. Militants, thank you. It was time of militants, so everybody is afraid. Okay, the guy thought about it, what can I do? I can start to sell security doors to these people, but he didn't have money. So the landlord, where he lived, the person he lived with, because integrity is important actually, that man had seen him as a young man with integrity. So he went with a proposal. I said to the man, sir, I have this business that I want to do. I don't have money. Bring your money. If we make 1 million, your own is 900,000. I'll take 100. You know, the man felt, a natural person would think that they are cheating the boy. But the guy said, sir, that is it. It's your money. And the man was happy. He tried him. And truly, when they make like 1 million, the guy takes 900. My brother will take 100. Now, by the time they are doing the next one, maybe they need 1 million, for instance. They will do it. By the time they are doing the next one, my brother will say, sir, we need 900. He will put his 100 back into that one. So whatever he makes on the 100, he takes. So the portion of the 900 that is due that man, he will give. Then he will get something on that 900, add to his own 100 plus whatever he had got. Before he knew it, he started building his own capital. That is how to think. But some people will say, no, maybe I'm the one that had the idea. This man wants not eat. He wants to cheat me. Who says? Who says? That is how to think. You think out of your problem. Okay, you don't have money. You have idea. What to hell with your idea? What would your idea do? It will get to a point that hunger will make you forget your idea and you become a beggar. So why can't you think properly and get yourself out of this mess? Okay, you say I have this idea. I don't want people to steal my idea. I don't want people to know about it. So, okay, they don't know about it. You are not progressing. You are not moving forward. So what's your problem? Why can't you identify somebody to know about it? Is it not better to have a 1% of a billion than to have 100% of 100,000? What's the 100,000? Don't you know the 1% of a billion business? So we must start to think in a different way if we want to get to that next level. So I say be intentional in picking your teammates on any project or journey. It is a fatal error to work with pessimistic people. They'll drag you back. You need optimistic people with a winning attitude to get to the top. Never let yourself get in the management trap. Just be managing it. No! It doesn't work like that. Moses had those who could add value to his life and to turn his life around. I read something recently, and I just want to read it out because I wrote it out. Most times in business, leaders are so fixated with industry-wise operating conditions that they miss the moment to put their companies at the readiness level required to unlock and exploit opportunities as they emerge. Saudi Arabia's Aramco saw 90% increase in profits in quarter two of 2022. When it recorded 48 billion profit, possibly the best in the history of business. As nearly every major nation in the oil world was celebrating, Nigeria was in pain. Due to oil theft, leakages here and there, we could not exploit the moment which Russia-Ukraine conflict presented to us. Rather, instead of benefiting as an oil exporter on high oil prices, our currency and economy are rattled. Simply, Nigeria missed the quota of opportunity. It is what it is. That's what I already wrote it though. It is what it is. We complain that operating environments are bad in business. But check, we are not prepared to capture value if those environments suddenly change. For years, Nigeria was complaining that the price of oil was low. Unfortunately, when it went up, we were nowhere to take advantage. They now concluded, do not run your business that way. All of us are complaining now. But do you know that something can just happen? Nobody knew that there would be Ukraine war and Russia, that there would be opportunity. Now, if you are not a strategic thinker, you will only think about today. Don't forget that I said strategic thinkers think of tomorrow. You will only think about today, and you will try to meet the need of today. When opportunity comes, you are not there. This same Nigeria, when European Union came, and they said, now there is a need for gas because of this war. Russia, they're having issues with Russia. Okay, we need your gas. Increase what you produce. You know what Nigeria told them some months ago? He said, come back after August. Hopefully, we'll have been able to resolve. So opportunity came. We could not take it. How many of us are like that? How many of us? Some years ago, my brother-in-law, a doctor in Nigeria at that time, and there was a particular big man, a minister, that was very sick, that needed to be taken abroad. He had moved to another hospital. They came to look for him. Why? He's the only one that had passport and visa. They now begged him, please, help us go. My brother-in-law said, that was the first time he entered the plane and was in the first class. All payments made by government, federal government. They gave him money for going, begging him. He was just enjoying himself, just to lead the man to the hospital. He was prepared. Many people are not prepared. All they think is, okay, today I don't need to travel, so I don't need to have anything. When the opportunity suddenly comes, oh, they say, had I known? They are not thinkers. They cannot think strategically. They can't think of tomorrow. They are only so myopic, thinking of today. There's a quote. It says, the future belongs to those who prepare for it. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The future belongs to those who prepare for it. Praise the Lord. And I have like 4 questions. We have only answered 1. So, number 2 question. What should we be doing today to safeguard our investments or finances? We have identified some challenges. It's good to identify. You know, there are some people, they are good at identifying problems. And they are good at complaining. But they will never give solution. They can't think. They can only see problem. They cannot see solution. All they will be saying is, Nigeria is bad. Boko Haram is terrible. Power. What do we do? Do we continue to cry? Will Moses just be crying to say, ha, God, oh, they've come to attack. Oh. No. No. So what should we be doing to safeguard our investment? You know, so sometimes when you say invest, when you say next level, look, this is a level. I have climbed to another level. This is another level. But if I climb here and something pulled me back, have I moved? If I'm here and I can't stay here, it's not, you are not another level. You are just going to look at what is happening there. Oh, Lord, we'll run you. Yeah, what's happening? So if you are talking about the next level, you are supposed to get to the next level and stay there. You take charge of that next level. Then it gets to a point that you move again to another level. From glory to glory. Not that today I'm there, tomorrow I'm back. Tomorrow, no! So if you don't know how to sustain what you have, you can't stay in that next level, you go back. So how do we? How do we sustain it? Who can talk? Who can help us? Eshima. Oh, yeah. Mike. Oh, you're in love with your cash idea. Thank you. Ma?
Improving our skill set.
Yes. Improving our skill. Improving our skill. You know, they said you can help a horse, Abby, to the river. You can't help the river, you can't help him to drink. Oh. By the time he gets there, if he doesn't know how to drink, oh, Tom Funiel. You know, I've told you before, so many years ago, assistant MD of a company got me, I was looking for a job, young man. They brought me offer, come for the job, interview. They just called me. I was enjoying myself all the day. Say, come for the interview. I was just naive. I wore my suit, jacket. Ah, fine. I thought it's jacket that is interview. I carry briefcase. Car, car, car. And I got to the interview. I saw the panel. Hey, panel. They were introducing themselves. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Yes. If you saw my CV that time, everything they do in banking was in my CV. I said I was foreign exchange, I was clearing, I was marketing, everything I put. And they now took me on. I didn't know, a young officer, they wanted to make me a manager. Because I had a backing, I thought, you know, there was somebody that was helping. And he asked the first question. I think it was, sir, it was seats of credit. He said, what are those seats? I never did credit to me, I was just a clearing officer. He said, seats of credit. I said, seat of credit, you know, that kind of thing. That you know, so that if I do that, they will help me answer. They gave me the first one. You know, if they give you that clue, you will know. So they gave me the first clue. I said, oh, sure. They gave me number 2, and we are going to like 6. They gave me the second one. I was just scratching myself. They gave me the third one. No idea, no clue. So by the time they gave me, I think they gave me like four. By the time they got to number four, I was like, I wanted to wee on myself. I was ashamed, embarrassed, you know, and then I said, one of them now said, oh, don't say it out to people are online, don't repeat it anywhere. One of them now said, look at them. These are the people that will cheat in school. They will cheat in school. These are people that they don't know nothing. Ah! And I had. So by the time I had that one, they asked me the next question. The next question, they just moved to stock exchange. Is that not trouble for me? Stock exchange. In fact, by the time they asked the second question, I was just looking at them. I didn't answer again. Whatever you like, ask me, I'm not talking again. I was already ashamed and embarrassed. I just kept quiet. I wasn't prepared. So, you know, this one, don't laugh, oh. Now, after I said that one, I didn't answer. One of them now said, ask yourself a question and answer it. I said, no question. I said, no question. What else will I have? Why not be asking myself English question or mathematics? They've embarrassed me. So, you know, I went there with a briefcase. That briefcase was like I was carrying cement. It was as if I was carrying a bag of cement on my head with that briefcase. They now told me, what will you tell Oga? Because they knew that it was Oga that had sent me. I said, don't worry. I had a 504 that time. I took my car. I went to the Oga. I went to process. I said, sir, I've embarrassed you. Please, don't even try to help me. Don't help me. Don't do anything. You know, the reason is, even if they employ me in that place, I can't work. I wouldn't be able to face those people. I was ashamed. I was disgraced. Now, the same me now had an interview with another bank. When I now got to this other bank in Lagos, I was prepared. When they asked me questions, I would give it to them. When they give me, in fact, it got to a point, question that they did not ask me, all those things of credit, I'll find a way of answering it. They will ask me questions, I would say, you know, like when you talk about the seats of credit, I was just, you know, one of them said, oh, wow. When, the same CV that I've sent out to, he said, oh, I said it. When you see a man's CV, you know this stuff is made up. What has happened? Since that day, I learned my lesson. When you prepare, the time opportunity comes, you'll be blessed. When you are not prepared, that opportunity will become a curse. So, be prepared. If I was strategic in my thinking, if I was not local, if I was preparing, by the time I was doing my CV, I would prepare everything. I wasn't ready. I wasn't smart. If you want to go to the next, and I couldn't go to that next level because of that. So if you want to get to the next level, prepare. And because of time, because I have to stop. You need to, when you talk about next level, you need to consider I've said it before, you need to consider all variables. What if it is this way? What if this happened? That's how to think strategically. What can we do? What if this comes? What if this happens? What this? The same thing you can also, the same principle you can use in your home. You can use in your business. You can use in your office. Okay, you get to an office, people, a lot of people don't want you to grow. They don't want you to be promoted. What do you do? What do you do? There's enemy everywhere. They don't want you to move to the next level. So thank you, man. But quickly, just write this one down. Collaboration or partnership. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. That was what Moses did. Then, concentrate on your area of strength. Romans 12:6-8 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorted on exhortation. And so on and so forth. Concentrate. That is why today, you see bank now, They don't do everything. It's not only bank. Every business now. If you want to move to the next level, it's not all the business that you want to do. Concentrate on your area of strength and give the others out. How can you be running your business and then you want to be doing, you want to be cleaning? You want to still be having headache with a cleaner? When I'm a cleaner. So you give it out. Let them, let that company handle it. Concentrate. That's how people do now. If you want to move to the next level, those are the things you do. Okay, imagine you want to employ your cleaner, you employ your security guard, you want to be everything. You will lose adequate time that you should be using to concentrate and improve on your business. You are doing everything. It doesn't work like that again. That is how to be strategic. You plan it. So concentrate on your area of strength. Then appreciate who and what you are. And identify what or who you will need to complement your effort. 1 Corinthians 12:17 says, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Everybody is important. You know, I have a cleaning company, and I have staff that work with organizations. And there was this particular organization that we went. The cleaners there. So I was driving. I now took one of them. He said, I said, what do you do? He said, I'm a cleaner. But she wasn't proud to call herself a cleaner. And I said to her, I said, I'm a cleaner. He said, no, you're not a cleaner, but a cleaner. I said, I'm a cleaner, I'm the chief cleaner. He said, no. So fortunately for me, I think the second day, I picked this particular lady and some of the friends. So as I was driving, I received a call from the US. So when I was talking, she knew that it was a cleaning something that we were talking about. He said, you are a cleaner, sir. He said, but cleaner is different from cleaner now. This is your own cleaning. You know. And that particular institution, I now brought my people. Do you know that people that are working in other units, they were begging to become cleaners? Because I told my cleaner, I said, look, this organization cannot survive without you. You are important. Whatever area. And as a cleaner, you can move to the next level. So, it's not about, I said it the other time, my next level is different from your own next level. So it is when you are now looking at other people that you miss your step. Concentrate. Move to your next level. From there, you move to another level. From there, you move to another level. That is what we should do. Praise the Lord. Then seek expert opinion. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people fail. The people fall. But in multitude of counselors, there is safety. Praise the Lord. I can't continue, but I believe that God has blessed His words. So the next question that I want us to think about is, as a church, in a situation like this, what advantage can we take? There's crisis. But as a church, why are we brethren? What can we be doing to get to the next level? How do we help ourselves to get to the next level? How? Let me just say this one. Romans 15:1-2. Please write it down. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. The church should help to patronize their brethren. The situation, the economy is tight now. There's war. What you should do, what we should start to do is that if I know that you're selfish, I think I should patronize my brother before I go out. Let's empower ourselves. Let's support one another. That's what the church is meant to do. We are lifted by lifting others. Praise God. Let us pray. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Today, brethren, let's not deceive ourselves. A lot of battle is going on. Many of us are fighting wars. Some are fighting wars in their homes. Some of us are fighting the battle in our business. Some of us, it's our work. Some people don't even know whether they are going to be sacked. There's tension. A lot of things are fighting, they're waging war against us. Let us pray today that God will give us the way of escape. That God Almighty will give us ideas that will make us overcome the challenges in the name of Jesus. Just talk to your God. That God Almighty will give you those ideas that will help you overcome. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray also. You know, the church has been talking about the next level. And that is the desire of God concerning every one of us. Pray. Because the Bible says, if you ask, you'll be given. I don't know that next level that you have in your heart. Pray to God now that God, this level, take me there. It is not by power. You may do all that you can do, which is necessary. But the one that will take you there is God. Ask God to take you to your next level. Your next level may be that you want to get married. Your next level may be that your business will get to the next level. Your next level may be that you want to be promoted. God must teach you. You must do things. You must know how to behave in your office that you can get promotion. I think Pastor Wale told us years ago that, look, when he was teaching us how you can get well in your office, if you help your boss, he said you relieve your boss of his work, automatically you are getting recognized. When you start to help your boss, they automatically know that you have already qualified. You now know what is happening. So pray that God will teach you what to do, that you will get to that next level of your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Almighty Father, we thank you once again for your love. We give you the glory. Lord God Almighty, our desire, Lord, is that we will not be on the same spot. We trust, Lord, that we want to move to the next level of our lives. Please help us. We know, Lord God Almighty, we can do nothing of our own. We need your help. Lord, help us. Lord, where we are weak, we are asking for your strength. Lord, we pray that every opposition against our progress, today, oh God, we say we bring them down in Jesus' name. Lord, we are asking that you will show us the way of escape in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Lord, we pray that you give us victory this week. And by the time we are coming next week, oh God, every one of us, we have testimony. We give you all the praise, all the honor, for in Jesus' name we pray.